James chapter 1, verse 22. And we kind of pull that verse out of the context, but you go ahead and read the rest of it. I don't have time to read the rest of it right now because I want to get to the praise. I want you to praise God tonight with all of your heart. I want you to let him know that you know who he is and that he's worthy of this praise. And you won't hold anything back because he's God and God and God and God. Amen. He said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye what? Doers of the word. Be a what? Doer of the word. Of the gospel. Of the gospel. Have that power of God in you. Know that when you are born again, you are a new creation. In your spirit, man, three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And your spirit, man, becomes new. As a child, we had a family, the Norris family in our church. They used to sing, and Mr. George and his children would sing that song. You know, I looked at my hands, and my hand looked new, and I looked at my feet, and they did too. And I'm looking at them. They looked the same to me. You know, I didn't know the symbolism there. I didn't know he was talking about in the spirit realm, and that just represented the newness of life in them. But I'm telling you, when you're not this heart, this is an organ of the body. I tell healing class, I said, it's just like your elbow. It's just like your elbow. I really believe that sometimes marriages and other relationships break down because people think, it's this heart, and they can't feel anything there. It's not there. But it's down here, and they didn't know to look down there for it. Amen? Let's go to Psalm. Let's start off with Psalm 100. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, what did I just say? Be a what? Doer. Come on, let's make a joyful noise. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! Woo! You know, it has to resonate out of your belly. Have you ever had just a good belly laugh? You just fell over almost laughing. Hallelujah. 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 I want to tell this joke, but it might be copyrighted, so I'll just keep it. But I'm thinking about it, and I could have a good falling over laughing right now. You remember I told it once, you know, you don't want two things you don't want to do at the same time. Glory, glory. What did he say? Make a all ye lands. Are you in the land? Say hallelujah. Shout again, hallelujah! Woo! Now, it can't stay up here in your head. It can't stay up in your head. It has to come from out of your body. You know, watching whatever that show was, Jimmy was watching, and the man taught the singer that you have a diaphragm. And he said, he showed me I had a diaphragm where it was. I didn't know I had one. So you need to get it out. Amen. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Didn't they just sing? Didn't they just sing? Didn't they just sing? You can sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. You can sing to the Lord. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. There's nothing on earth, nobody, no thing on earth that's God except God. You know, at one point, the Bible talks about how foolish the people were. He said, you go out and cut trees. You take your hands and you shape gods. And you put the gods on your shelf and you worship them. And then you take the wood that's left and you cook your food with it. All of the other gods, all of the other systems, all of the other things will pass away. But God lives forever. And when we know him as our Lord and Savior, and we live for him, Jesus comes into our heart and we receive him as our Lord and Savior. And you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost right now, wherever you are. If you don't speak in tongues, lift your hands and say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, teach me what I need to know. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. How did you enter today? Let's make it a habit. The Lord said every time you take something out of that cabinet, rinse it before you use it. I have been time. I pick up, for example, a bowl, and I put it in the cabinet. Didn't even turn it loose. And I had to take it back out and use it. And I'm thinking, he said, did you take it out of the cabinet? But Lord, I didn't even turn it loose. Did you take it out of the cabinet? Well, he says here, not when you feel good, or not when you are not tired, or not when you just decide you want to. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now we have an election coming up. And we who are Christians are going to have to talk Jesus. We're going to have to talk Jesus. I don't care who doesn't like you for talking Jesus. And they say, well, we've done enough praying. You can't do enough praying. You have to do something else, but you can't do enough praying. Because Jesus said, men should always pray. So if you just got through praying, you can pray again. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout praise the Lord. Shout praise the Lord. Shout praise the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Put an I in front of it and make it personal. Say, I praise you, Lord. Now, we got to be doers of the word. That's our whole purpose. It's for us to be doers of the word. A lifestyle. So from now on, when you come here, every time you enter the sanctuary, enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Don't drag in here. Enter his courts with praise. Oh, I get to come to the sanctuary. I get to come to the sanctuary of my God. The building where he lives resides, even though he lives in me. But his presence resides here.